couple minutes left, but we're going to go to the dogs next.
The beagle is in the studio. Well, that's pretty much how we dog lovers feel, isn't it? Everything about our dogs. We think about our dogs a lot, but often we're at a loss for how to deal with bad dog behavior. So from barking at everything to jumping on everyone to begging for every bit of food at your table, we want to hear what issues you have had with your canine companion. What did you do to resolve the problem? And if you have any questions, give us a call because we have a dog training expert here in the studio to take your call. The number to dial is 1-800-825-5950 around the province. In the Lower Mainland, 604-669-3733, *690 on our cell phone, on your cell phone. You can also tweet us at BC Almanac. Cyro Bogosian is an expert dog trainer. He runs Jonah's Ark Doggy Playcare and Training, and he's written a book called A Dog's Five Essential Needs, the five things your dog requires to have a healthy and happy life. We have a copy of his book to give away at the end of the show. Cyro is here along with his beagle, Harvey. That was the dog I was talking about that's in the studio now. Welcome to BC Almanac.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us about Harvey. He's so cute. Yes. He just ran past my feet there.
He's busy here now working on a bone. I adopted him about 4.5 years ago. He was rescued from Utah, one of the shelters. He was in the shelter in Utah, and a rescue organization called Dogwood Rescue, they rescued him and brought him all the way to Vancouver. And they were looking for some people to adopt him. And a couple of families refused him because he was just too much. And the rescue organization, they knew that I have another beagle, and they asked me if I could adopt him. And I said yes, because I have the techniques and ideas and also the facility to have him.
You weren't sure about Harvey at first, though. What changed your mind?
No, he was horrible, actually, in the beginning. He was barking a lot. He was misbehaving. He was...
That's saying something coming from a dog trainer.
Yes. So I thought, you know, I this is a good challenge for me. So I took it, and I thought, you know, I could change it. So I started training him. Most of the time when I start training dogs, I ask the dog owners to train the dog for a year. Because, you know, regular people, they don't have enough time to invest in training. So it takes about a year for the dog to be fully trained. I took about 6 months to train him, and now I'm kind of happy with him. It's the best decision that I made, actually.
What are when we talk about bad behavior amongst dogs, what kind of behavior are they exhibiting?
Most of the time, they have aggression. That's the worst case scenario. Some of the basic ones are just dogs starting growling at people and dogs, and jumping on people and dogs in general. When people, guests come home, they start barking and running around and jumping on them. These are the basic ones. But the most dangerous and also most serious ones are the ones that the dog is fully aggressive towards other dogs and human, and that's a sign of a dog who's fully stressed, actually.
Let's go to a caller, because sure. We have a caller that's got an issue related to that. Hi, Tom. Tom in Naramata, welcome to BC Almanac.
Hi, hello there, yeah.
You've got a question about your dog.
Yeah, I've got a big dog. He weighs about 130, 140 pounds, and he's a great dog. He's very affable, gets along with pretty much everybody, but he does have a habit of jumping up and trying to lick people on the lips. He's a real kisser, so he doesn't show aggression towards people unless they show aggression towards him. He just likes to jump up and kiss. And
how old is he, Tom?
He's 4.
Okay. So
almost 4.5.
That is a sign of a dog who's excited when he meets new people and he hasn't been directed by the handler, you, to be told not to do that behavior. And
I've been directing him for a couple of years now to not do that behavior.
Yes. But, how have you been doing it?
Generally, well, the latest thing, I've got a newspaper I'll bundle up and I'll just whack him.
Yes.
When he does that, not too hard, but hard enough that it startles him.
Yeah. So that is something, like, you know, he's in excited mode, and you are also getting excited by doing that action. You have to start actually calming him down. You have to put the dog on leash, teach him to sit and stay instead of jumping on people. So okay. You have to replace the behavior of jumping on people with something else. That the simplest thing is to put him to sit and stay. So every time he jumps and you tell him to sit and stay. He starts learning after about 10, 20 times. He should get over that behavior.
Yeah, well, actually, it's definitely been an ongoing thing. And, and when I say 10 or 20 times, I've done that 10 or 20 times on a leash and everything. And he's exceedingly powerful. But again, his entire thing, for sure, he's excited.
Yeah, so probably he doesn't know exactly what you're trying to say. So you have to be a little bit more clear about it. Be more consistent. Don't practice it when actual people are arriving to your home. Practice it with your friends and family. So when the real deal comes, he's ready.
Thanks very much for your call, Tom. Let's go to Beth in Vancouver. Hi, Beth. Welcome to BC Almanac.
Hi. I have a rescue dog that we've had for 3 years. Her name is Lucy, sort of a terrier cross. We're not quite sure what she is, but a bit of a mutt. And she's extremely anxious. When we got her, they thought that she might have been abandoned on a highway. So loud trucks and sounds like that really makes her run into the bed and very, very afraid. What we're having problems with is she doesn't like to go for walks without at least most of the pack with her. So we're a family of four, so at least two of us have to take her out.
Yes.
So we're a bit stuck. She's getting a little bit worse. We've taken her to off-leash areas, and she loves that, loves running in the forest when there's no sound of traffic.
Right.
We took her to a field near the house, maybe 3 blocks away.
Yep.
She heard a truck and then ran home.
So how long you had her?
3 years.
3 years. So for 3 years she's been doing this.
Yes.
So the situation hasn't gotten better, actually.
No.
It's gotten worse. So this is the reason I wrote this book, because people, they don't provide the five essentials for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
The five essentials are exercise, training, socialization, care, and then affection.
Yeah.
People, most of the time, they start sharing affection and care for the dog, basically. And not much training and socialization and not much of a proper form of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to provide these five essentials on a daily basis in order for the dog to start relaxing.
Yeah.
And start paying attention that you're in control and she doesn't have to worry about all these things that are happening around her.
Yeah, we took her to puppy training when we first got her.
Yeah.
And the four of us were kind of we were all pulling in different directions. So it was difficult for the four of us to kind of have one set of controls.
Yeah.
So do you recommend having one person be in charge?
It's better for the whole family to be involved, but one person at a time.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks very much for your call, Beth. And that's a question I think that, I mean, both those callers have indicated that their dogs are in the 3 to 4 year old range.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about in the book, that there's a difference between prevention, training early on, and then rehabilitation. Is it possible once a dog starts to develop behavior that is troublesome, is it possible to rehabilitate them?
I don't believe that the owner or the dog handler who has created the situation for the dog to become to that level that needs rehabilitation, that family or that person can't rehabilitate that dog, because they don't know what to do.
That's when you go to the dog whisperer.
That's when you go to a professional, ask them to help you to either keep the dog. Or
for those who may perhaps can't afford a professional, do you have any suggestions on how you can change your behavior so that you can then alter your dog's behavior?
Those behaviors and those situations takes longer, so it won't change won't happen within a week or 2 months, or takes a year.
Be patient.
Yes, and you got to
provide. It takes years.
Years, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you see, people are busy with their lives, right? They're busy with everything else but the dog. And the dog comes at the end. And the dog has to be, in that situation, has to come, the first or second, right? If you want to really help the dog. You have to provide the dog the essentials, the five daily essentials, on properly. What I mean by that is, many people say, I exercise my dog, for example, right? What's wrong? There's still behavior is there. That's because you're just focusing on exercise. You have to first of all focus on exercise, training, daily training, formal training, lifestyle training, exercise training, socialization, care, and then affection, right? And you should, for example, exercise shouldn't be over-exercise. A dog shouldn't be over-exercise or under-exercise. You have to do it properly. If you do it if you do everything properly, the dog has the ability to relax. Therefore, can focus on the positive stuff.
Let's go to Jordan, who's calling from Vancouver. Hi, Jordan. Welcome to BC Almanac.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Do you have a question for Sarah?
I have a small puppy. She's a Pomeranian. It's about 8 months old, and we've been working, you know, trying to help sort of train her. And one of the biggest challenges we're having is she when she gets upset or something happens, she'll just bark incessantly. And it'll just go on for like 10, 15 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try to be firm with her and, you know, say no and make sure it's clear. And we're just struggling to sort of figure out the best way to help her.
Yeah. A puppy is in a very sensitive state of their life. So they're very curious. They're very nervous. And they need somebody who can direct them everything clearly. Most of the time, dog owners, they focus on a little bit of training and they try hard to get the dog to focus on training only. But you got to exercise the dog properly. The puppy needs to learn that this human is in control. The human, the puppy can attach itself to the human and learn from the human. If a dog is not listening to a human, that means the relationship is not healthy there. So you need to focus on building and providing a better situation for the dog to start trusting in you and believing in you and start saying, you know what, I can depend on you actually, rather than when I see something, I start barking because I'm afraid of that, whatever it is, and probably is causing nervousness in my owner too, so we're both in the same page.
Thanks very much for your call, Jordan. Let's go to Ray, who's calling from Kelowna.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Ray. Welcome to BC Almanac.
Hi. I have a 2-year-old dog who's he's developed seems like an anxiety bark when I leave him home alone.
Yeah.
I was recently broke up from my girlfriend about 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I were together from the time the dog was a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically ever since we split up, when I leave him home alone, he gets this high-pitched, he starts to bark for the entire time that I'm no longer home, right, until I come back. And I can hear him barking outside, and it's not like a deep, kind of aggressive. It's like a high-pitched, whiny, kind of stressful.
He's just crying.
Yeah. I'm wondering how long will that go on, or is there a way to make him feel more comfortable and not miss... He misses his mommy, basically, kind of thing. Right?
What has happened, the dog has been... let go of the situation that the dog was used to. There was a couple, you know, the couple broke, they are separated now. So the dog is emotionally weak now, right? On top of that, you're leaving, is it him or her?
It's a male dog.
Yeah, you're leaving him home alone. So that, it doesn't help actually. He's whining because he's crying because he's alone, he's heartbroken and he's stressed. Because his pack has been broken, right? So what do you want to do? You want to come up with a plan that the dog is not left alone, has some form of company. You know, you can either take him to a daycare or you can ask, you know, neighbors, friends to come and walk him, you know, every few hours. A dog shouldn't be left alone in general more than 3-4 hours.
No, I do. I work from home, so he's never left at home while I'm at work. It's only... if I want to go to a movie or go out for dinner or something like that, or if it's too hot, I can't bring him to the store with me because it's too hot to leave him in the car.
So while he's with you, he whines?
When he's with me, he's perfectly fine. He is a little, he is more clingy. Like he clings to me now more than he did before.
Yeah.
But he definitely starts to whine and bark. He does the barking
because
thing when I leave him home alone.
It's not stimulated too. The mentally and physically, the dog is not stimulated too. So he's not getting his proper exercise, training, you know, socialization. Obviously, you're caring for him, but also you're sharing a lot of affection at the wrong time.
Thanks very much, Ray, for calling in. Good luck for you and your dog with that difficult breakup. I noticed you've got a bag here, Sarah, of treats, and Harvey is busy gnawing away at the treats. How important are rewards in trying to train your dog?
Rewards for training dogs is very important. But you have to choose the right reward. Most of the time, most popular training rewards are at the moment are treats, clickers, and some trainers they call the shock collar rewards too, which I don't agree with any of those. The reason I have given my dog born because I want him to be stimulated at the moment, so he's not focused on negative stuff. So I'm rewarding him for being a good boy at this state of, you know, in this situation. But I think the best reward for a dog is love, affection. You can use affection to reward the dog, and a dog will do anything for that.
Let's go to Tamara, who's calling from Vancouver. Hi, Tamara. Welcome to BC Almanac.
Thank you. I have a 2-year-old rescue dog. We've had her for about a year.
Yep.
And she barks at men in the house, especially big, burly men. And we've tried everything that we found online to get her to stop, and we're just not really sure what the right approach is.
Mm-hmm. That is, again, one of those reasons that the dog is not believing in the human, right? It's not trusting the human.
Okay.
You're sharing affection probably at that moment, probably when she's barking at the people, you're saying, it's okay, baby. Probably you're doing something like that. That's a wrong time to share affection.
Okay.
Right? And when you're sharing affection at that state of mind, the dog thinks that it's doing the right thing.
Okay.
Right? So it thinks that you're rewarding that behavior. So instead, you have to be firm and clear and tell the dog that that behavior is not acceptable. It shouldn't be happening. You should be rewarding the dog for not barking.
Okay. So does that mean, because we've been disciplining her, but she doesn't... She won't stop necessarily unless we put her outside and then we bring her back in and she starts again. So
this is another mistake that people make. They discipline the dog rather than correct the dog.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is if a dog is barking, I would say no to the dog. I'll remove the dog a little bit further from that situation and I'll put the dog to sit and stay position, for example.
Okay.
And then if the dog is calm and is not barking, I'll reward with affection. I'll say,
okay.
Good girl, what a good girl, right? And if the dog goes back and starts barking, I'll say, no, don't do it. Sit and stay and replace with something else, right? So affection has to be given at the right time, at the right state of mind.
Okay. We will try it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't get nervous either. Be calm.
Okay.
And thanks so much to all our callers who had dog questions. There were plenty more, but... Our guest, Sarah Boghossian, has written a book called A Dog's 5 Essential Needs, The 5 Things Your Dog Requires to Have a Healthy and Happy Life. And I bet that many of your questions are probably answered in that.
Exactly,
we're going
yes.
to give a copy away. And the winner of that is Tom in Naramata. Thanks so much for that call, Tom. We appreciate it. And thank you, Sarah Boghossian.
Thank you very much.
For joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks to Harvey.
Yes.
He was super. He was great. He's busy. That's
yes.
right. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Sarah Boghossian is an expert dog trainer, and he runs Jonah's Ark Doggy Play Care and Training, and you can pick up his book, A Dog's 5 Essential Needs. Worth reading for sure.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.